Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the book of Isaiah the prophet. Lesson 6, Playing God. Mandi, the late great city of Babylon. In Isaiah's days, the Assyrians, they were the enemies, and they were the threat to Judah. Afterwards, the Assyrians, they were gone, and the Babylonians came. And these Babylonians, they became very, very famous under their king Nebuchadnezzar, but after some time, the kingdom diminished, and the Persians, they came. And in the book of Isaiah, and this is astonishing, The first king of the Persians who is going to destroy Babylon, he's mentioned by name about 150 years in advance. Yes, 150 years in advance. He is called by name. We will hear more about that later on in a lesson, which will come. And this rising of a nation and the downfall of a nation, far, far in advance, is prophesied and announced in the book of Isaiah. Far, far before it happened. So this book is, wow, it's great. We see God as the one who knows the future. And he says it in advance so that you can see how it is fulfilled. Because we, who live far on and much later in time than Isaiah, we can already see that all these prophecies, which were for Isaiah in the future and for us in the past, So we can see how it was fulfilled. And that's simply great. Great. And God says it in advance that we learn to trust in Him and in His Word. That's the aim He has with us. And then one day the last night of Babylon had come. Belshazzar the king, here he is, he mouth wide open sees something. He can watch something which makes him shiver with cold. He can see a hand on a wall. Only a hand. No person, only the hand. A hand which is bloodless. And his hand is writing. Here's the hand. And in this mirror, he can see the letters, the characters. And no one can read this writing. Only one. And the king's mother, the queen, she was called by the king because he cried, "Mommy!" Then she came. And she knew, now it's time. He was a grown-up man. He was a king. And the old mother, she says, "There's one in your kingdom who is able to read it, Daniel." And he translates, interprets, and says, "That's your end. Because you have not honored God, although you have heard about him, what he can do." So, Babylon came to an end, and it was foretold. And before that happened, nobody could imagine how that could be, because it was surrounded by the water of the river. You could not come into this city. Only when you have a special plan, drying out the water of the river, because you dig a new bed for the river, which Cyrus, the Persian king, did. It was the unthinkable, but it happened. It was foretold, and it happened. It was fulfilled. We can trust in this word of God.